Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, and today it's Clark Kent. He and Jimmy Olsen are within the gates of Illyria. In just a moment, we'll learn how they fare in their search for Herkimer. But right now, Dan McCullough has something to tell us. Go ahead, Dan.
Say, gang, you've probably all read plenty of stories about mine-laying planes. But have you any idea what one looks like? Well, right now is your chance to find out, because one of the prize model planes in the Kellogg's Pep packages these days is a mine-layer, a British Handley Page Hamden. And right on the back of this nifty model are printed lots of valuable pointers about it, as well as a list of the other planes you can get in that particular series. Now, there are 14 different models you can get altogether. They're all made of colored cardboard, and they're just as easy as pie to put together. Two of the models you can get are Russian, four are British, and eight are American. And among them are exciting planes like the C-54 Skymaster, the Russian 118 fighter, the British Sunderland flying boat, and many others. Best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for any of these grand models, not even a box top. There's a plane right inside every single package of that super delicious breakfast cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. And don't forget that name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Yesterday, as you remember, Clark Kent, Rev Peyton, and Jimmy Olsen, lost in a South American jungle, were trying to decide what to do with their Japanese prisoner when they found themselves surrounded by a tribe of native headhunters. Fortunately, the chief of the tribe recognized Rev Peyton as a friend and offered to help them reach her country. Leaving Rev Peyton and the Jap prisoner with the tribe, Jimmy and Kent finally arrived at Illyria and hurried immediately to the house of Herkimer, Rev Peyton's friend. There, they learned to their horror that the aged counselor had been condemned to death by Saki, Grand Master of Illyria, and was to be executed within the hour. As we join them now, they are standing outside Herkimer's house in the gray light of dawn, uncertain as to what to do. Listen.
Looks like we're at a dead end again, Mr. Kent.
Never say die, Jim. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, sure. But what? We don't even know where Herkimer is.
Well, then we'll have to find out.
Guess we'd better look for a jail or something, huh?
It won't be the same kind of jail we have in Metropolis. Remember, Illyria didn't have any criminals.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, look. The sun's coming up.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, what a beautiful city. Is that gold on the roofs of the buildings?
It looks like it. Better be careful now that it's light, Jim.
Yeah, I'll say we do. We don't look like we belong here at all. What do we do, hide?
No. No, we've got to find Herkimer.
Yeah, but how do we keep from being seen?
Well, we just have to duck down back street, that's all.
When do we start?
Right this minute.
Check. Which way?
Follow me.
Nobody around yet. The streets are empty.
We won't be empty for long. I hear voices.
Oh, I don't.
We will soon. Around that corner, I think. I'd stick close to the wall.
Good thing the roofs of these houses jut out.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of keep us in the shadow.
Hold it a minute, Jim. Quiet.
What's the matter?
Quiet, I said. Don't move. Someone's coming.
Jim, are the Herkimer guys within the hour?
Hey, there has been a change. Before Herkimer is put to death, Saki has decreed he is to face the council to confess his crime.
What crime has the good and wise Herkimer committed?
Did you hear that, Mr. Kent?
Yes.
Well, what do we do?
Get going as fast as we can. Come on. Around this corner.
Where are we going?
Never mind. Okay, turn off here.
What are you twisting and turning for, Mr. Kent? You act as though you know where you're going, but...
I don't exactly, but I'm following a hunch.
A hunch about what?
That there are subterranean passages underneath us.
Where'd you get that idea?
I just figured that a bird like Saki couldn't get along without prisons, and he'd be most likely to build secret ones underground.
Well, that could be, but I still don't see how you know which way to go.
Just following a hunch, that's all, Jim.
Gosh, I wish we didn't have to race through these streets with our heads down. I'd like to see what Illyria looks like.
Stop, Jim. Flat against the wall.
Uh-oh. More people coming?
Flat.
I found him, if not.
Oh, do I.
It's whispered that the Princess Rephaiden is not dead at all.
Aye, and that Saki is wrathful because of it and blames Hercamine.
It was only just that Hercamine acted as he did. We do not believe in killing here in Illyria.
Thou speakest truly. But even now, Hercamine is himself in danger. We must do something.
But what?
I do not. Evil has
come. Gosh, they seem excited.
I'm worried, too. After help from my helping Hercamine. Come on, Jim. We're almost at the end of our trail.
I wish I knew where you were heading.
We'll find out in just a moment. Well, in fact, here we are now.
Where?
That big house. Saki lives there.
Well, how do you know?
Keep your voice down. All right, come on, we sneak in. Be very quiet, okay? Hold it. Subterranean passage starts from the secret door.
Gosh, how do you know all these things?
Don't ask questions now, Jim. Look out. There are steps here. Five of them. Take it easy going down and remember to hug the wall.
Gee, it's dark.
Quiet, Jim.
I can't see my hand in front of my face.
Okay. No more steps. It's level ground here. Oh, watch it. Someone in the car up ahead. Two guards. I can hear their voices.
No, Mr. Kent. Those voices are coming from above us.
Hey, you're right. Thought the guards were talking, but I see the chamber they're guarding is empty.
Oh, was that where Hercamine was kept?
Looks like it, but he's not there now.
Well, where is he? Maybe they've killed him already.
I don't think so. Come on, let's go upstairs again.
What for?
We're going to trace those voices and find out what's going on. You with me, Jim?
Yeah, right behind you.
Good. Hear the steps again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Careful.
Getting used to the dark now.
Well, here we are. Now to find the room where the voices came from.
They sound closer now.
That's right, they do. They're coming from that room over there, with the double doors. It's the council chamber.
How do you know?
Never mind, come on. The small room next to it is empty. Right, close the door quietly.
Gosh, hope nobody catches us in here.
Keep quiet.
I don't like the feel of this place.
Get close to the wall, Jim. If you put your ear against it, you can hear everything that's being said.
Okay.
I ask thee once again, Hercamine. And I'm all ready to answer. Is the princess of Satan alive or dead?
I have told thee, Saki. No words more concerning our beloved princess will cross my lips.
Just hear that, members of the council? Well, since thou wilt not tell me, I will tell thee. The princess of Satan lives.
Strange that thou shouldst know this when thou allegedly hast no communication with the outside world.
Just hear his treasonable remark, O members of the council.
Oh, he's a jackal.
Wherefore dost thou continue to play out this farce, Saki? These people gathered in this room are no longer lovers of Olivia, but are the plotters with thee against her. I hold their decisions in no more honor than thine.
Enough of that, stupid family, Hercules. We are no longer interested in thee or thy theories, old man.
That I know. But forget not, there are others in Illyria who will rise up against thee and thy fellow traitors.
Where are thy friends, Longbeard? Talking on street corners, mayhap, full of sorrow and dread. But they are soft. Soft! Too much peace and too much justice have made them soft.
Thou wilt live to see thy doom at their hands. I may have forgotten how to fight, but attack that which they love, and they will learn again.
First, they must learn how to live under the hill. I will teach them, and thou shall be their first lesson.
Thou mayst kill me, Saki, but it will avail thee not.
We shall see. The people are rebellious now, but only in words. When thou art dead, they will think only of feeding themselves my life sake.
'Twould be worth my life to prove thee wrong, Saki. But thou art a coward at the base of thy heart. Thou wouldst not dare take the chance.
Thy taunts will choke in thy throat when it feels the tightening of the noose. God! Lead this man to the public square and see that he be hanged immediately from the gallows I have had built therein. And I, myself, shall follow to kick the stool from beneath his feet.
We gotta break in, Mr. Kent. We gotta.
No, Jim.
But they're gonna hang him.
Easy, Jim, easy. The people of Elyria must see that Saki really intends to go through with this execution. We can't stop it now.
But Mr. Kent, Herkimer might be dead before we can do anything. Please, please, let's do something. Please.
Pleading desperately, Jimmy attempts to convince Clark Kent to save Herkimer before it is too late. But Kent has another plan in mind, a desperate and daring plan. If it fails, well, we'll be back in a moment to find out. But right now, here's a suggestion for you.
Say, gang, have you ever noticed that when fellows get together these days, they often start talking about aviation? Well, that's another reason why I want to tell you about the wonderful prize that's in all the Kellogg's pet packages these days. Because, you see, it's a swell way to build up your aviation knowledge. Now, this prize is a model plane made of colored cardboard, and it's just as easy as pie to put together. And furthermore, on the back of the plane are lots of valuable pointers about that particular model. Now, there are 14 different models you can get altogether. Exciting planes like the British Lancaster Bomber and the Douglas Dauntless Dive Bomber and the Russian single-seat fighter, the 118. And best of all, you don't have to send in a single penny to get them, not even a box top. There's a model plane right inside every single PEP package. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which model plane you find inside. And remember the name, PEP, P-E-P. PEP, the famous breakfast cereal, is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman. Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen have made their way to the public square where Herkimer is awaiting execution. Hiding behind a marble pillar away from the crowd, they stand watching the tense scene being acted out before them.
There's Herkimer now, Mr. Kent, going up the steps to the gallows.
Yes. Looks as though all Elyria is here.
Gosh, he doesn't seem to be the least bit afraid.
Herkimer's a wise old man, Jim. He's teaching his people a lesson.
Yeah, but that's no reason for us to let him die.
Take it easy, Jim.
Take it easy? Gee, Liz, how can you say that when they've got him up on the stool already? Oh, look, he's shaking his head. He doesn't want them to tie his hands behind him. God, you see, the crowd's not even moving. Not a single person's willing to take a chance on saving him. And we're cowards like all the rest.
No, don't you worry, Jim. I told you I had a plan.
I know you didn't, and I believe you, but gosh, Mr. Kent, when do you expect to do something about it? Look, they're putting the rope around his neck.
You wait here a minute, Jim.
Where are you going?
Just wait, that's all. Don't move from this spot. Understand? I'll be right back.
But, Mr. Kent, look. Saki's going to kick the stool out from under him. Quick, Scott. Run, Jim, run.
Hit some hole in the wall. Swim them out.
Leave them. This is a guy.
Aye. Do not move either one of these, or I will strike these down with my sword.
Discovered by a guard at the very moment he was planning to assume his true role of Superman and save Herkimer from death on the gallows, Clark Kent has seemingly waited too long. Now, how can he possibly make use of Superman's powers in full view of Jimmy and with a raised sword threatening them? And what of Herkimer, bare seconds from death? Tomorrow's episode is tense and exciting, so don't miss it. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman. Follow The Adventures of Superman brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual.